Radio. I want to welcome everybody to In the Rough with JB and Golfer Gal on THP Radio. My normal co-host, Golfer Gal, is under the weather this week, so I figured why not find a co-host of sorts that could bring me some smarter information. Hopefully she doesn't hear this show, as well as bring me some information that I think all our listeners would want to hear about, and that's, you know, about the shaft market. Recently, THP Radio and the Hackers Paradise held its annual golf outing and demo day, and one of the big hits at this were shafts, driver, iron, hybrid, wedge, and everything else. And in doing some research on what people wanted to hear about, you know, obviously a brand like True Temper comes to mind. Well, fast forward a little bit, and the Ryder Cup just ended, so I thought, what better co-host could I have is somebody from True Temper from across the pond that could gloat a little bit as well as give us some information. So I want to welcome Greg from True Temper to the show to help all our listeners out with as much information as possible on True Temper shafts.
I appreciate it. Thanks very much. Yeah, it was a close run match in the end. We were not expecting the Americans to come back so strong after what happened on day two, but it was really exciting, and I think it's done golf a world of good.
We can always thank goodness that our friends from across the pond don't know how to trash talk like the Americans do. But yeah, it really was a great Ryder Cup, and I know that True Temper in specific had a pretty cool achievement during this Ryder Cup with their shafts. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, we were very proud that every single player in the on both sides, on the American and on the European side, were using 100% True Temper steel shafts. So that was really cool. So any steel shaft you saw out there, that was a True Temper, whether it be our Project X brand or the True Temper brand. So you might have seen Stuart Sink as well with a slightly coppery shaft. That is actually the tour prototype that we have been pretty successful with this year. We've got Chad Campbell, we've had Darren Clark almost winning out on the European tour. That's an exciting project that we've got going at the moment, and getting great feedback from a lot of the players. So we've got a lot of things going on, but to actually have a clean sweep in the Ryder Cup was huge for us.
That shaft that you were talking about, the tour prototype, is the one that I actually fell in love with earlier in the year on the tour, but we won't spend too much time on that because I must have it and I will find a way to get some. But moving on, one of the products that seems to be the most intriguing to a lot of our listeners right now is the new wedge shaft called the DG Spinner. Obviously, we had you on for a reason, like I stated earlier, but you also were the person who actually created this shaft with your team. And with everything going on with wedges, with groove rules, with people afraid they're not going to be able to have enough spin on the ball anymore, you know, when I think of things that I'm going to create, you know, it's usually something involving food for dinner. You kind of created this shaft, designed it. What was your reasoning behind it, and how did it start?
Well, first off, we have to understand what the effect of the new groove rule change means to the player. And we've been doing an extensive amount of research with not just one or two, but virtually every OEM's heads out on tour, and found that, just like they did, that the change in the groove geometry promotes a much higher launch, certainly out of the rough, and also a reduction in spin rate. And that obviously, certainly out on tour, and for the majority of players, is not what we want. So we also have a dedicated test center here down in Tunica, Mississippi, not too far from our head office. And we have, for a number of years, been working on shaft designs with varying the tip to butt stiffness ratio. It sounds confusing, but it really is the key to any of our steel designs. If we're designing for a slower swing, maybe out in the Asian market that wants super lightweight, we would have a very stiff tip grip section and softer tip, and that would promote a high launch. And likewise, if we want to lower the launch, we would actually vary the stiffness in the grip section and stiffen that tip. Well, doing that also increases spin. So we knew that with the groove regulations, as they were changing, we could, in effect, changed the characteristics of the ball flight. So we started with a number of different designs and really centered very, very quickly on the DG spinner, which from a couple of aspects is key to us in that, one, yes, we can change the launch angle and lower the launch angle. We can increase the spin rate because of the increased attack angle into the ball. And also it's visible, and it's not very many times that in the steel shaft market that we can actually show visible technology. A lot of our work is actually in the wall, on the wall thickness, and obviously the geometry down the shaft. So any time that we can actually show a technology on the outside of the shaft is huge as well. So really the DG spinner incorporates all of this. We've got a significant amount of tip reinforcement, which you won't see, but basically it's within the shaft. It produces a very strong tip, and then in the grip section, the midsection, the diameters, although it is a dynamic gold step pattern, the diameters are tweaked to slightly larger, make it a little bit stiffer. And that really focuses all the bending as much as possible up towards the grip section. And that affects, as I mentioned earlier, the launch angle. We're able to see, depending on the load profile from the player, we're seeing between 1 to 3 degrees reduction in launch angle and a significant increase in spin rate. And then the third benefit is a cushioned feel. Because the shaft is actually bending slightly higher up, it gives a cushioned feel in the hands, but at the same time, you don't feel like you've lost control of the tip section. As I say, the shaft is trying to do most of its bending higher up, and if we can allow the CG of the head to fall in line with the shaft axis using that method, then the tip really is not having to do that much work, and hence you get a more aggressive ball flight.
You know, you mentioned it a little bit ago about how you can't really see a lot of technology in shafts, and I think that's true to some point. You know, we find that people choose shafts for a lot of different reasons. Sometimes it's actual proper fitting. You know, we hope more people run out there and get fit for proper shafts rather than basing one off what somebody's using on tour or how cool it looks. But, you know, going back to it, the shaft actually does look very cool. And when you see the technology there, you kind of immediately want to grab it and run out there and test it. So before I get into the testing that we did, and I can kind of compare, what kind of numbers were you guys seeing outside of ball flight in increased RPMs of spin for wedge shots?
Obviously, we had to take the variables out. So we had a set number of identical heads made up that we could then hand over to our tour department. We have a dedicated tour staff at every PGA tour stop, both on the Nationwide and the PGA. So we could get consistent numbers there, again, we kept the like grip size and everything else exactly the same as well, and we handed these parts out to individual players. It soon became clear that the low profile of the player significantly, changes the launch characteristics and also the spin numbers. So I can't go out and say that everyone is going to get 10% increase in spin numbers. That would be a false statement. What I can do is say that some players, for example, Justin Rose, who is extremely sensitive to spin, he was actually achieving 1,000 RPM extra spin rate consistently. I mean, it wasn't just a fluke, it was just consistent. We had other players who were, about 100 RPM. So those players really, they weren't loading up quite as much for whatever reason. On average, we're seeing between 400 to 500 RPM added spin, which is significant, and also with that we're seeing this lower launch angle on average around about 1.5 degrees. We are again getting those flyers where you get a couple of people who are actually seeing a significant reduction in the launch angle, but again it's player specific, but you will see a benefit from this shaft, there's no doubt about it.
We decided to put it through the test, and I kind of, at the last demo day at the Mizuno wedges, the new MPT 11 wedges have these in them, and I was really hitting them, and I liked them, but they weren't my regular wedges. So to test it, what I wanted to do was I took my regular wedges, which are Cleveland CG 15s, and I took separate heads, and I put the DJ spinners in one and the regular, wedge shafts in the other, and I hit them. And a couple of things that were intriguing to me, the first one being the feel is unreal in comparison. And to me, when I'm using wedges, that's ideal, as I want to feel the shot and I want it to feel really smooth. And that's the number one thing I noticed. But for me, I didn't notice a huge decrease in ball flight. I would say maybe 1 degree, but it was very similar. But on our launch monitor, I had, on average, I kicked out the high and low numbers, but on average, I was getting about 280 to 300 RPMs more spin with this. And that doesn't sound like a lot of a big number to a lot of people. That can be a really big difference in how you play your game. And when you couple that with the feel, I'm sold. I have them in my bag now. And I think more people that try it out are going to be doing the same thing. What type of, will a high handicapper, let's say, be able to tell the difference with these if they try to jump on a new shaft technology like this or reshaft their current wedges?
The majority of players, yes, they will. However, as I say before, it does vary for individual load profiles. I mean, that is a true statement. We've got to remind everyone of that. But yes, I mean, everyone will certainly benefit from the feel. There's no doubt about it there. And also, we've never seen anyone with negative spin numbers using this shaft. So that's something to bear in mind. You can also we do two options on this shaft. The original thinking was that we have the wedge and then we have the wedge plus. It's exactly the same geometry, however, the actual wall thickness has been varied. So the wedge plus is actually 131 grams raw, and the wedge is 124 grams. The idea behind that is that you, with a lob wedge and a sand wedge, generally speaking, you're not loading up quite as much, and therefore you can get away with slightly a weaker structure, which, as I say, it's the same geometry. We're just thinning the wall out a fraction just to allow the shaft to be a little softer. Also, in making the shaft lighter, generally speaking, players will become a little sharper at the transition and hence get a little steeper into the ball. Again, that helps us in terms of launch angle and also spin rates. When we go up to maybe a gap wedge and a full-on pitching wedge, there are some players who obviously would then overpower the lighter version, and hence we would suggest they go for the wedge plus. It works exactly the same way. It's just a fraction thicker in the wall section, just gives us that little bit of stiffness that's required just for consistency's sake. Again, it's totally up to the player's preference. I would suggest going for the lightest that you can control right the way through, purely because the 124, the wedge, if you really are swinging it hard, it will just generate even more spin. So, but we do give that option for players. But feel really is very, very similar between both parts.
What, when looking at, people think wedges, and obviously, not to quote the Cleveland Golf advertisement that this is the year of the wedge. A lot of people, again, still confused on what wedges they can play and can't play. Can this replace for the amateur golfer the groove rule and make it almost become obsolete?
That was certainly we would certainly like to think that we have moved in the right direction. We're trying to nullify the effect for most golfers. Now on obviously, once we get into thick rough, the amount of grass that the grooves can actually absorb, we can't do anything about that. But we can give the potential for higher spin. It's obviously extremely important that players keep their grooves clean, and so they're as efficient as possible. But the actual the attack angle and everything else that this shaft creates certainly will benefit the player, and hopefully close that gap with that the new rule, a groove rule, has produced. So that was the whole brief. We know that we can design a product which does vary both the launch angle and spin rates, and this was the perfect example, and the opportunity to show that.
When it comes to talking about launch angle, a lot of people are asking the question, at least to us, why would you want to lower the loft on your wedges?
For accuracy, and if you have a look at the pros, if you've been fortunate enough to go to any tournaments or to stand on the range and watch them, the players really do not go for that high looping wedge shot. They keep everything very much under control. They want to know their exact distances. They want the ball to come in, not float around in the air too much, land and stop dead. And that is really where this design, really benefits players. I mean, certainly we know that we're lowering the launch angle. In some players, it's not a huge amount. In other players, you could deem it to be very significant. But the combination of the lower launch angle and the increased spin certainly benefits players. And as I say, it's once you get used to the feel, the distances that you're hitting the new shaft, it's very, very easy just to dial it in. If you decide you are hitting it a little too low, then you can affect your or just to tweak your lofts to compensate. And all that's doing is actually giving you even more spin. So it's just giving you another option.
What do you think can be done, and what are you seeing on the horizon to make the irons flow into it? With the wedges having this incredible feel now, what can be done with the iron shafts other than the perfect fitting? And I know that you guys promote that, try to educate on it, that everybody should go out and get their irons fit for them and find the exact shaft. I mean, True Temper alone has so many different options to find the perfect shaft. And if you think you're just an average golfer and it won't make a difference, I promise you it'll make all the difference in the world. There's threads on the THP forum about people just trying static fitting through the shaft fit technology that True Temper has on their website. And people are seeing their games change, overnight with just a shaft change, more so than a club change in a lot of ways. So, going back after my long-winded rambling here, what can be done or what is being done with the iron shafts to promote that incredible feel that we're getting out of the DG spinners now?
We are, again, going back to my initial statement, we are really focusing heavily on the butt to tip stiffness ratio. And there is no doubt about it that players do notice that difference when we either vary it right the way through the set, as with some of our prototypes right now and some of the new production shafts that we will be bringing to the market in the coming months and years.
Is one of those copper ones going to find their way out there?
That certainly has a variable butt to tip stiffness ratio through the entire set, and certainly has never had any negative reviews when it comes to feel from any of the pros. And I can't say if there's sufficient demand, then yes, it will, I'm sure, make it to market. It's not a cheap shaft to manufacture because it's a dedicated step pattern and geometry for each individual shaft to allow us to vary that stiffness profile. But it's possible it will get its make its way out there.
Well, then
But
I say this, let's change it. Even if it doesn't make its way out to market, can I have them? No, I'm kidding.
I know a man who can get you one,
I
or a
like
set to listen.
the sound of that. Now go. I'm sorry, I keep cutting you off with my wish list, and I'm going to be sitting on Santa's lap this year asking for them. But go back to what you were saying about what you guys are doing based on
Sure.
feel.
We as you mentioned, we have a huge number of different shaft designs, and we don't just generate shaft designs for the sake of generating shaft designs. We have specific profiles that we're trying to meet in terms of players' needs, etc., and players' ability, swing speeds, etc., etc. And we certainly are working currently on a set of shafts which will complement the feel of the DG spinner, and hopefully that will be out maybe towards the end of next year. In the meantime, we do have some parts which actually are pretty close already. The new Dynalite XP, which is doing extremely well with Mizuno at the moment, that's got a great feel to it, very, very consistent. But as
Which
I say,
heads are those in Mizuno?
that's a very good question. I believe it's in quite well. It's an option, I believe, in every single iron
Okay,
that
I believe
they
you're right.
produce. But it's when you do their shaft fit. I've seen the rankings recently, and just through all the fittings, that is what is certainly the number one ranked shaft at the moment in their fitting. So it's been very successful. We've got some parts now which are being played again out on the tour in the Stiffer Flex, in the X Flex. So That has it's sort of like an in-between at the moment in terms of getting that continuation from the DG spinner feel through to a normal set. It's been very, very good as a stepping stone. But we are working on future designs which will close the gap even further. And feel as you know is one of the number one priorities for us. We don't want a shaft which looks cool and everything else, and then feels terrible. We don't want any harshness. I can talk about the GS family, which you may be aware of, our gold series, the 75, 85, and 95, and it's excuse me, those shafts
It has you
are
excited. You're all choked up.
that's it. There's a lot of work which went into them, but when you get a shaft down at 85 grams, 75 grams on the GS 75, it is very, very difficult to get that feel, that deadened, dampened feel, smooth feeling, as you've mentioned, through the swing. A lot of them do try to play fairly harsh, and they're certainly even on a miss hit. You get a sting in the hands if you don't get it right. But we worked extensively with high-speed video cameras down in our test center, really trying to learn as much as we could about the way the shaft reacts on all the hits, not just on the center, but at the, when you thin it, when you catch it a little heavy, when you catch it off the toe, et cetera,
You mean all my
et
golf shots?
cetera. On most people, including myself, I can assure you. But we gained a lot of data, and then we're able to generate specific reinforcement within the tip section. I keep coming back to that. We call it butting, but there are shafts out in the market which you buy, which are just straight gauge tubing, very, very basic, very cheap to manufacture. You stick some steps on it, put some chrome on it, and away you go. And sadly, it's very difficult for the consumer to know the good shafts and the bad. All I can say is the Dynamic Golds and the True Temper product has some form of reinforcement, or catalog products have some form of reinforcement in there for a specific reason, and that is for feel and for performance. And the GS family in particular has very, very complicated butting in the tip sections, and where we've manipulated the material distribution to benefit both the ball flight and also feel. So when you use those parts, even though they're now down to a graphite weight, they really do feel very cushioned still. We don't have any dampers in there or anything else. It's purely down on the geometry and the material distribution. So they're doing extremely well out in the Japanese market. The GS 95 is available here as well as the GS 75. And going into 2011, you will be able to also purchase the GS 85, which is a constant weight design and gives you a huge advantage when it comes to distance and also just ball flight. It hits the ball very high, very easy to swing. So we're always working on feel, getting back to your original question. And really, we just have these pockets of different shaft designs for different player characteristics, and that's what we try to fill. And we really are getting to a stage now where we've got with the test center and everything, the robot testing that we do, high-speed video cameras, et cetera, and also just investment down in our Amory, Mississippi plant, which is where the majority of all of our steel shafts are still manufactured. We have a huge investment down there, so we're able to keep at the forefront and keep advancing these designs. From the consumer standpoint, sure, a lot of shafts look exactly the same, and I can understand that, but there's a lot going on in all of these designs, which we are, and that's why it's important to go out there and get fitted by a proper PGA pro who is fully up to date in all the latest shaft design.
One last question I have for you, relating back to feel the DG spinner and kind of tying everything together. And I'm sure it's an absolute stupid question, but that's my specialty. Why not have DG spinner shafts in all of your irons?
That's a very good question, and who knows? You may one day see that. We have got prototypes. I won't won't say we haven't been working on something along those lines. We will not be bringing anything out unless we can get the characteristics, ball flight characteristics that we're after. Sure, we could slap the DG spinner recessed section on every single iron in the bag, but it's not just about making up a set as quickly as possible and trying to get it to market. What we always do is go through
Hey, you should tell
a
that to some of the OEMs.
no comment. We try to we well we do. We make sure we go through all of our procedures, gather as much information, in the longer arms, for example, having the recess up by the grip section is not going to aid your ball flight. It's going to keep the ball very low. It's going to give you a spinny shot. That's why it is where it is on the wedge. There's a lot of things which need to be sorted out and investigated first, and also, you know, the processing of it in the plant, all of that changes. So there's no doubt about it. We're aware of the success of the DG spinner, and if we are able to work that system into a full set of clubs, we will do it, you know, as long as it shows the correct performance benefits that we're after. Obviously, we'd like to have the lower launch, higher spin in the shorter arms, and then as we go up through the set, we'd be looking for a higher launch and lower spin, just to gain a little bit more distance in the longer arms. So we've got a whole load of projects that we're currently working on, not just for the True Temper brand, but also for our PX and new PX shafts, which we've certainly got some prototypes at the moment and been testing out on tour. And once we get those locked in and have made sure all the manufacturing side, the processes have been tweaked, then we will be launching some form of, you know, new designs in the future. But as for the DG spinner full set at this point, it's something that we're investigating. Let's put it that way.
Well, we're definitely going to have you back on to talk about the PX and the Project X, you know, new driver shafts. The current model have been huge hits both on tour and just about every consumer we've ever put them in front of. They were a huge hit again at our demo day, and we definitely have to have you come back on when those new shafts launch. I want to thank you for coming on this week. We always love having expert guests that can share their knowledge with both myself and all our listeners. I'm a big believer in this shaft, like I told you. I've only been using it for about a month now in various different wedges, and I truly am a believer. You can check out the THP forum for our listeners out there and see a thread called True Temper DG Spinner and see a bunch of other people who have tried it out as well and are just raving about it. They're seeing increased spin, lower ball flight, better feel, all in a package that is relatively inexpensive compared to going out and buying new wedges every single year, or every single few months, I should say, like myself. So, you know, I think it's definitely something that all our listeners should take a look at, but more importantly, get fit for your shafts. I can't stress it enough. It can mean the biggest difference you will ever see in a golf game and take a frustrating round and make it more enjoyable. So I want to, again, thank you, Greg, for coming on. Is there anything else you want to add?
No, it's a pleasure. I'd just say that the DG Spinner will be available in all the OEM's custom programs going forward into 2011. Obviously, the standard distribution channels through Golfsmith and Edwin Watts, et cetera, et cetera. And then you can also get them in the Mizuno high-end line at the moment, the MP2 11s, and also Tour Edge. They've got them in as stock as well. So there's plenty of opportunity to go out there and test the new shaft, and we're always wanting feedback. So please, you know, if you get the chance, log on to our website and you know, give us feedback on any of the designs. I'm always interested to hear what the consumer is thinking.
And you can also check them out on Facebook. I know that the True Temper Facebook page is very popular. I don't know enough about Facebook to give you the actual page, but I'm sure people that do can find it. Just search out True Temper. So for myself and Greg, that is our show this week. Thank you for tuning in to In the Rough with JB and Golfer Gal. And it was nice having a guest host on here, not bossing me around like Golfer Gal does. See you next week. Thanks, everybody. Goodbye.